G8 and His Battle Aces, Squadron of Corpses, by Robert Hogan, Chapter 15, L33. The instant that order was hissed by the master spy, Nippy and G8 dropped flat on the ground. They landed on their hands and knees, whirled their bodies about in opposite directions and dove for the legs of the astonished guards. But their movements had been entirely too slow to suit G8. That last split second before they could grab the guards by the legs seemed an eternity. There was plenty of time for the guards to shoot them. And still, the astonishing thing was, that not a shot was fired. Perhaps that was because of the surprise attack. G8 didn't have time to figure it out. He took one guard. Nippy took the other. Grabbed them in a flying tackle and threw them to the ground. Before they realized what was happening, the two Yank aces were upon them like wild cats. Then, to their astonishment, came a voice spoken in perfect English. "For the love of heaven, stop. Do you want to ruin the whole thing?" Both G8 and Nippy, sitting astride their guards, stared down at them in amazement. "Quick," said the same voice. "We're still in sight of the guard at the front of the prison. Jump up and go on as before. We'll explain later, as we go." The two Yank aces galvanized into action. But they weren't taking chances. They snatched the Lugers from the hands of the other two. Perhaps this was a trick. They marched on, flashlights at their back. Lugers in their own hands now. And, as they went, the explanation came. "I'm surprised," said the one, "that you didn't know us, G8. The master spy turned and frowned into the flashlight. "Know you?" he demanded. Then suddenly the realization came over him.
"You two can't be."
"Sure,"
chuckled the other softly. "LLL and K3. We got the news to the chief of this attack that's coming off. The Germans are concentrating at Solens. Looks like the biggest drive of the war. Then we heard that you fellows were captured. The whole German lines are throbbing with the information. Every Heine wants to come and see you birds killed."
"Well, I'll be—" G8 paused.
"Keep going," the other warned. "We're still in sight of the other guards. They may be following."
"But how did you know we were being brought to Herr Dr. Kruger tonight?"
"Just overheard it," said K3. "We faked credentials as the guards Kruger was sending and came on. Brought you out by the back way to make sure that we'd get out in case they changed their minds."
"They were hurrying on faster now."
"This drive," G8 said. "The chief told me about it. Told me that you two had gotten the information to him. That's mighty nice work."
"Thank you, sir," said K3 respectfully. "The chief is prepared to meet the attack, of course."
"Of course," agreed G8. "But I'm afraid he won't have much luck. You see, say, haven't you heard anything about this voodooism trick?"
"Heard the Germans talking about it," said LLL.
"But, of course, it's just bunk."
"Apparently," G8 said, "you haven't heard much about it. I presume you've been stationed pretty near the concentration at Solens to watch what's going on here. In that event, you wouldn't know much about the voodooism, because it has been happening mostly in the air at night. The only information you would get would be through rumors among the German soldiers. This is the toughest thing we've struck yet."
"You mean," demanded K3, "that it works?"
"So far as the Yanks believe it, yes," said G8. "That's all that matters. Nerves are shattered all along the line and far into the rear."
"But you mean," said K3, "that they're actually bringing dead German aces to life? And Yank aces are dying to take their places in the grave?"
"You'd be surprised how real it looks," Nippy cut in.
"And not only that," G8 said, "but they are apparently taking the dead Yanks right up into the sky."
"How on earth do they do it?"
K3 demanded.
"Very simply," G8 said. "They have a zeppelin that makes its own smoke cloud. Wires extend from each end of the zeppelin down to the head and feet of the corpse. The rest is simple. We follow the Zepp on its way back. We didn't know what it was until we saw it corning out of the cloud, far over here in Germany. Then we fell into the neatest trap I've ever been caught in. That's why we're here."
"But this raising aces from the dead," LLL came back. "How is that done?"
"I don't know," G8 said frankly. "That's one thing that we've got to learn now, and in a hurry."
"You mean," demanded Nippy, "that you still think this voodoo stuff works?"
"No. To be perfectly truthful, I'm sure it doesn't," G8 said. "Von Grit and the rest looked like the real thing. But we have found two tricks already. The trick of the bun bullets and also the trick of the zeppelin raising the bodies of the dead Yanks into heaven. Those two are enough to make me believe that it's all a fake. But there are two other things that I don't know. If I don't find out before this drive comes off, the men on the other side of the lines will be so jittery that Jerry can walk straight through to Paris, and the Mediterranean, as far as that's concerned, without much trouble. I must discover how dead Germans are brought back to life. And, what is more important, I've got to learn what's killing off our best Yank pilots, baffling every medical man on the American side of the lines."
"Have you any plan?" asked K3.
"Only this: do either one of you happen to know where Herr Dr. Kruger has his headquarters?" I think we will find the seat of the trouble right there.
Yes, said L11, it not far from here.
He stepped off the road, moved his light, then put it out. They stopped in the shelter of a hedge.
I think we're safe here.
We might as well stop. About Kruger, he has a place about 2 kilometers away from here. It's a laboratory, I understand, set up in an old shellproof chateau.
G8 nodded quickly.
That would be it.
He paused.
There were 3 of us originally, he went on.
Bull Martin was shot as we came out of the woods. I heard a German say he was dead, but there was no examination. They took him away in another car. Have you any idea where he has gone?
K3 spoke up.
I remember Martin very well, he said. Tough luck. When we came to the prison, 2 of the guards were talking and I overheard one say, they have taken the other one to the hospital.
Jumping Jupiter.
Nippy exclaimed.
That means that Bull's alive.
Perhaps, said K3.
But, of course, I am not sure they were talking about him.
Where's the nearest hospital?
Nippy demanded.
At Jinor, said K3, about 4 kilometers north.
That's probably where they would take him.
And that's where I'm going, said Nippy.
Good, said G8.
Here's the program then. I've got to get to the chateau where Herr Doctor is holding forth, and find out what's going on.
You, LLL, know where Kruger is situated. Probably you know something about the lay of the land there.
We'll go in that direction.
Nippy, you and K3 head for the hospital and see if you can find out anything about Bull. Better get yourself out of Yank uniform and into some Jerry outfit, if you can manage to win art argument with the heinie who looks about your size.
Right, said Nippy.
Come on, K3, bring some good news about Bull, G8 hissed as they left.
Then he and LLL were alone.
Let's go, he said.
No flashing of lights now.
As they walked toward the old chateau LLL had mentioned, G8 asked, how much do you know about the activities of Kruger?
I mean, about his inner circle of assistants?
Not much, LLL admitted.
Again, I can tell you only what I've overheard in conversation between the Germans. There is a chap named von Ullmann who, I believe, is pretty hot stuff with the little devil. I don't know much about him, other than that I saw one German point him out to another and say what I just told you. He is pretty much your size, if that means anything to you.
G8 felt that LLL smiled.
I'll say it means everything, said G8 now. If we can get this guy off alone long enough to operate on him, everything will be.
Did you happen to hear what his job is with Kruger?
Not exactly, LLL said.
I judged that he is some sort of special messenger.
Great, nodded G8.
LLL was pointing to a large dark object which loomed ahead of him.
G8 felt his hand on his arm.
There's the chateau where the little fiend Kruger makes his home, he said.
What now?
I think it's your move next, G8 snapped.
Go to the guard in the front, tell him you want to see von Ullmann, special messenger to Kruger. Say that you'll wait outside to talk to him.
Right, said LLL.
He vanished in the darkness, walked toward the great blotch of shadow that was the old chateau. 2 minutes dragged by. Then he was back.
G8, he whispered.
The master spy stepped out in front of him.
They say he is late now.
He should be out any minute.
He comes out at this time to carry special orders from Kruger for the activities just after dawn.
Fine, said G8.
We'll go closer and wait for him.
Minutes passed.
They crouched before the entrance to the chateau in silence.
How about cars?
I've seen this place in daylight, LLL said.
There isn't a drive that comes within a couple of 100 feet of this place.
You see those steps?
He pointed in the darkness.
The road is well over to the left.
He'll have to walk quite a distance before he can reach his car.
The only answer that G8 gave was a nod.
His hand still held the Luger he had taken away from LLL before. He hadn't thought to return it.
There was a sudden click of heels at the entrance to the chateau. A slap of hands against rifles, as guards presented arms.
Guttenabend, Herr Captain von Ullmann, the one guard said in a low voice.
Your car is waiting in the drive.
Gut came a rasping, guttural voice.
I'm late with the orders to His Excellency, General von Wagner. I must hurry.
The mind of the Herr Doctor was taken up with other things, one of the Verdammt spies just captured.
Captain von Ullmann clumped down the steps and then along a path toward the spot where Bush shielded G8 and LLL.
G8 hissed an order.
Step out and stop him, he whispered.
Ask him anything.
Keep him just long enough so that I can get behind him.
Right, LLL said.
And as the footsteps of von Ullmann came closer, LLL vanished around the bush.
A moment later, G8 heard his heels click and then his voice.
Guttenabend, Herr Captain Ullmann.
What is the latest news of the captured Verdammt spies?
LLL's voice came so softly that the guards at the chateau, above, couldn't hear him.
G8 galvanized into action.
His right hand held the Luger by the muzzle.
He crept noiselessly behind von Ullmann, who had stopped for a moment.
He poised there, his hand raising the Luger slowly above his head.
He couldn't see clearly in the darkness.
The first blow must do the trick.
To be continued.